Welcome to Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarno, a weekly podcast from Relevant Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. We pray this message helps you connect to God as you find your place, reveal your purpose, and unlock your potential. Let's head live to Pastor Chris for today's powerful message.
Well, we've been on a series, you know, we've been together in this thing, and it's been really, really good talking about being an heir. And today, I want to kind of talk to you about these things. And you're going to hear some of this stuff on Friday. This week's been big about being redeemed. But I want you to go look at with me in Galatians 3:13. We're going to look at in the King James, and we're going to start seeing something about this inheritance package. We've been talking about this, and you know, we understand that the Holy Spirit is leading us in this direction. So in Galatians 3:13 and 14, it's going to make sense. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. Right there. We've been redeemed by Christ. Right? Being made a curse for us. Jesus was made a curse because he hung on a tree. Cursed is everyone hanging on a tree. Now look at 14. That the blessing of Abraham, now stay right there, that's the blessing of God, can come on me and you through Jesus Christ, what he did, and we receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And in that spiritual activity that Jesus did, all the blessings of God are, and we're born into the blessing. And he says in Galatians 3:29, we went over these, but we're going back over them. Galatians 3:29 said, then if you're Abraham's seed, you're an heir according to the promise. You're going to see that in a minute. But when you understand that, it changes your life. And if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed, and then you're an heir according to the promise. It's the promise that makes me an heir. The promise showed up because of what Jesus did. Because I was born into this blessing, it's mine by birth. Okay? So I think this is big because it's important. You and I have received an inheritance that's going to take all of eternity to figure out. I'm telling you that right now. You're going to have to reprogram your mind to the blessing of God. You know what I mean? And I mean, I know, like, I always say this, like, you know, like, some of these people want to do their family history. You know, you send your stuff, like, what is that, ancestry.com or something? That's cute, you know? It was funny, we were talking about this, you know. There's actually a town of Sarno in Italy. It's near Naples, right? So I'm going to go to Italy, and they're like, oh, there's a town. And, like, you know, it's exciting. Yeah, it's great. I didn't come from Italy, man. I came from heaven. You know what I mean? It's like there's a natural side of this. But I mean, that's great. You're excited that you're, you know, from wherever you're from. And that's great. But I was laughing because I was like, you could literally Google it right now and it'll say Sarno, Italy. And like, I guess that's where we came from. My great, great, great grandfather or something like that when it came over, you would think, right? That's wonderful. And that's great. And that's something to just get excited about. But I'm more excited about that I came from heaven. God's my father, Jesus is my brother, and I got an inheritance that came from heaven. It's better for my inheritance that's in the earth. I think it's cool, but I think we got to get spiritually minded because we're really good at being naturally minded, right? So, you know, you could think like, if we get this thing from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David, all the way to Jesus, those are our forefathers. Now, I know you're saying, wait a minute, man, right? You're thinking like, those guys ain't part of my family. You know what I mean? Well, I got news for you. Not your physical family, but your spiritual family, they are. And that's important. Because Jesus made sure through the lineage that the inheritance was passed down. So you got an inheritance by birth. Write that down. That's big. I don't know. We got NLT, right? Can we see Galatians 3:29 in NLT? It just reads a little bit clearer. And then we'll look at it in the message. So we're going to go slow. We're in Bible study mode here. So you have become, and I have become, an heir to a fortune. That's what you got to realize. It's more than just money. It's spirituality at another level. And if you look at verse 29 in NLT, and now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. Ye are his heirs, and God's promises belong to you. Wow. Wow. Isn't that cool? Look what it says in the message. Right? We're going to go slow. This is like Bible 101 here today. And I think it's important you see this. So you see, wow, now that we belong to Christ, right? I'm reading NLT while we're getting ready. We become the true children of Abraham. We're heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to us. So God promised Abraham, and because we came in through the lineage of faith through Abraham, it's all ours. Look at message. Since you are in Christ's family, or since you are Christ's family, not even in, you're Christ's family. That's where that's your new, hey, you ain't from Italy no more. Come on, right? Where you're from. You're Abraham's famous descendants and heirs according to a covenant promise. A covenant that cannot be broken. Wow. This covenant was God's idea. This covenant was sealed in Jesus' blood. This covenant was the blessing that God wanted to be on your life. If God wanted you to be rich, that's his opinion. If God wanted you to be healed, that's his opinion. If God wants you to be of a sound mind, that's his opinion. You and I have no say in what we received in the inheritance, but we got to be silly not to take it. It's true. The minute we became born again, we became heirs through birthright. We became heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Children of the King with rights to partake of a full inheritance now. Now that's big. Now, why now? Many people don't realize this. To receive an earthly inheritance, what kind of has to take place usually? Somebody's got to die. Right? I'm leaving you an inheritance. How does usual inheritance get left? Which some people have proactively, given it early so people could enjoy it while they were living and all that stuff. But what's the norm? Somebody passes away. Well, I got news for you. Jesus passed away. He died on the cross. And the minute he died on his cross, the exchange of inheritance came into your life. Now, here's the big thing. Most people do not know this. They don't know their heirs. They don't understand everything that belongs to them through their inheritance. And they don't know how to take their inheritance. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be renewing our minds for next couple of Wednesdays. I'm going to stay on this. And seeing ourselves as heirs of God. We're going to discover what is included in our inheritance and then eventually see the benefits of it, the results of it, everything that has to do with it, and then eventually we're going to learn how to receive it and take it. It's big. Galatians 4 and 7. Just go look at that. I'm sorry, 4 and 4, and then we'll read 4 through 7. Galatians, King James is great. You got to realize this. This is really important because Galatians 4 and 4 kind of gets the ball rolling. And you and I have to see this to start reflecting at a greater level. So just let's look at this. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son. That was done. Made of a woman. Made under the law. Okay, I'm down. Why? To redeem them. So redemption was in effect through the new birth. But had to be fulfilled through death, burial, and obedience. Redeem means pay to ransom or buy back. To redeem them that were under the law. We were under the law. That we might receive the what? Adoption of sons. Now that's big. Okay? Adoption of sons is really huge Because in the level of what we're learning about adoption is you were handpicked by God. And because you were handpicked, he already knew you. So nothing about you and what you do disqualifies you from redemption, heirship, lordship, none of that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And because you're sons of God, God sent forth the spirit of his son in your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Now, that's Hebrew. Abba means father, okay? So what we're understanding is the spirit that he sent to you, the Holy Spirit, in your heart, the new you, understands that sonship position and that fatherly position. Why is that big? Because you are no longer a servant, but a son. Look at verse 7. Thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then you're an heir. So the heirship is a byproduct of the sonship. But if you don't ever see the sonship, you ain't never going to figure out the heirship. So, look, I don't know when you figure this out, but people can't get me. You know what's funny? I'm going to say something to you. You and I have received an inheritance. It's going to take the rest of our life to figure out. Okay? I don't know when you first caught this. It might have been this month. But listen, don't get mad because I'm just taking my inheritance. If people get mad at you for taking your inheritance, that's on them. You know, what if your parents left you, like, I don't know, $20 million? You know what I mean? People would probably get jealous, wouldn't they? Like, man, where'd you get that? Well, my mom and dad left it for me. You know what I'm saying? You got to be crazy not to take it, but I got news for you. Listen, man, number one, the moment you gave your life to Jesus, at that very moment, you were born into the richest family on the face of the earth, God's family. Now, that's more than money, okay? You were born into a royal family that owns and operates and rules the earth, the whole universe. That's the truth, because Jesus bought it all back, man. Now, the curse is in the earth, okay? And if you don't understand the blessing, you're going to live under the curse by default. But if you come into the earth with the blessing and go, that ain't my reward, that mess. This is what I deserve because of who I am. You elevate your game beyond this earth by light years. You and I have received an inheritance that's so vast, it's going to take the rest of our life to renew our mind to this thing. I'm telling you, man. You got to just receive it. So, in the Greek, the understanding of an heir is one who receives an inheritance by right of birth. Man, get a picture of that. What is an heir? One who receives an inheritance by right of birth. By right of birth. Look at Proverbs 13:22. Right? Even says it in Proverbs. Explains it. What's a good man leave? An inheritance to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. There you go. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for you and I. Now that's financially, but he did more than financially. That inheritance is healing, sound mind, deliverance, provision, everything, man. You understand in the natural that when somebody leaves you an inheritance, it's usually through right of birth or... people that are not my biological family have... bequeath, I guess would be the word, or left something because they feel like the Lord led them to do that, or they this is why. Somebody can put you in from outside of your family to say, hey, I want to leave this to you. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? But you would normally see this in a normal family. You would see it, but it's like this. Isn't that biblical? Just like Jesus adopted us into his family, somebody else can adopt you into their family. You're like a son to me. You're like a daughter to me. You're like grandkids to us. Kingdom's different. I had somebody ask me one time, I said, well, who's more your kids, your biological kids or your spiritual kids? It's crazy if you think about it. Some of you people know exactly what I'm talking about. Your spiritual kids take better care of you than your biological kids. Because that's the way God does it. Have you not left and I will not give you? Have you not left behind? I'll give you houses. I'll give you this. Have you not left brother and sister, mother and father? Come on, man, right? It is what it is. It's a simply easy that you are heirs to an estate simply by birthright or by adoption into a birthright. I'm telling you. I just think it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff out here. Look at 1 Peter 3 and 4. This is a good one too. Kind of starts breaking down and explaining a lot of this stuff to you and I. 1 Peter 3 and 4 talks about being heirs by birth. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in which that is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, great price. Now watch this. Look at verse 3. Oh, yeah, 3. Yeah. We need 3. 3. 3 first, 1 Peter, I'm sorry. 1 Peter 1. Yeah, 3 and 4. Is that 3? Oh, you got 4? Praise the Lord. But let it be the hidden man in heart, which is not corrupted, even you meek and quiet for. Yeah, you're born into a royal family, right? You're born in a royal family that owns and operates the universe. Man, I like that one. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? Which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. An inheritance, what? Incorruptible. Woohoo! And undefiled. And that fadeth not away, reserved for you in heaven. Wow. Blessed be the God and Father, look at this part, of our Lord Jesus Christ, which what? According to his abundant mercy, has begotten us again into a lively hope. Okay, I like that. Resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance, what? Incorruptible, undefiled, and fadeth not away. Now watch this. Everybody's going to say, yeah, but that's reserved for you in heaven. No, 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 no. Heaven is on earth now in you. It's in you. Unto a lively hope. You were born anew into an inheritance which is beyond anything you've ever seen before in your life, I'm telling you. So look what he says here. He says, to an inheritance incorruptible. Wow. Cannot be tainted, cannot be changed, can't be messed with. Undefiled. Can't mess with it. Faded not away. It's now. He wants you to inherit it. He gave us the new birth to take us out of the family we were in, the lost, deprived, sick, broke, busted, disgusted, sin, and put us into a marvelous family full of life, hope, peace, joy, righteousness, and the Holy Ghost. You and I in Christ are heirs to a vast fortune, not just the financial wealth, spiritual wealth, health, well-being, for our loving Heavenly Father, simply by being born into a royal family. That's how we got it. You got to redevelop a mindset of being an heir with God and an heir with Jesus, a joint heir, into God's total package of blessing. You got to learn how to receive this thing. I'm telling you, this is so good. I was looking at this, you know. Let me give you this thing here too. Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14. This is so good. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Like it. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Okay? But you received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Okay? The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And verse 17 is the key. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Now, I want you to see this. What does joint heirs mean in the Greek? One who is in union together with an inheritor. One who is in union together with an inheritor. Me and Pastor Liz are one. When her parents go home to be with the Lord, my parents go home to be with the Lord, you don't even want to think like this stuff. It's just natural. Your parents go home, whatever. As that, whatever it is, comes, when her mom and dad go to heaven, I'm connected to her. So if they say, hey, here's whatever, you understand you see it? Joint heir. I didn't even grow up in the house with them. I ain't got nothing to do with them, really. You know what I'm saying? They're family. You get what I'm saying? It's part of what they did, what they worked for, what they acquired, what they accomplished. It's the same thing with Jesus. I'm in union together with the inheritor. Jesus died on the cross. Jesus paid the price. Jesus defeated Satan. Jesus resurrected from the dead. Jesus shed his precious blood. Jesus. And because I'm a joint heir, it's all mine. And it's all yours. Because we are one together with the Lord. Man, that is so good. So, so good. And if we are his children, we're his heirs. Sharing his inheritance with him. Look at last scripture. Go to 4:17 in the Amplified, Romans. The one we're right there. You got to read this in AMP. You see this in Amplified, it's going to change your life. Checking my time. I don't want to give you guys too much, then you'd be staying up all night. You need to stay up all night and pray in tongues. Look at this, 4:17, Amplified Bible. Man, if you're heirs, woo, straight AMP is good. As it is written, right? I have made thee the father of many nations, praise God, right? So good. Watch this. I have made you the father of many nations in the sight of him whom you believe, that God who gives life to the dead, right? And what? Calls into being that which was, oh my God, in heaven, right? Let's go to 16. Let me just see that for a minute. I got a little bit ahead of my horses here. Got Grant working overtime today. Right? Therefore, inheriting the promise depends entirely on faith. This is the confident trust in the unseen God, in order that it may be given as an act of grace, his unmerited favor and mercy, so the promise will be legal and guaranteed to all. The descendants of Abraham, not only for the Jewish believers who keep the law, but also for the Gentile believers who share the faith of Abraham, who is the spiritual father of us all. Did you get that? We share his inheritance with him because we were born together with him through the new birth. So here it is. Here's your takeaway. We were lost. We were in sin. We were in trouble. We get saved. You need to get saved. This is the only thing you got to do. Get saved. We get saved. We're born into the family of God. We're one with Christ. We're joint heirs with Jesus. Everything he did, we benefit from, and we receive it by birth, never by works, never by do's and don'ts. We receive it by faith, and it changes your world. It's going to change your perspective. It's going to change your prayer life. It's going to change your relationship with God. It's going to change every single part of your being, and I promise you, you're never going to be the same again. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for these guys. I thank you, Lord, that they're growing in grace. They're growing in this place. They're growing in the goodness of God. They're growing in the supernatural ability of God. They're growing in their inheritance. They're growing in their heirhood. I don't even know if that's a word. They're growing in their heirhood, their lordship, their sonship. They're growing in this thing, and the eyes of their understanding are being enlightened, and they know who they are greater than ever before. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Guys, listen, I'm excited. This is the week. Please hear my heart. Pick up the phone right now. Call somebody. Pick up somebody. Take them to church. Go tomorrow to that coworker and say, man, if you need me to come get you, I'll bring you to church. Please come to church. Good Friday is going to be phenomenal. We're going to find out why it's a good Friday. We're going to talk about the principles of it. It's going to be awesome. Hey, listen, get in the building for Good Friday, 7 o'clock, and Easter Sunday, man. Get here early. Come prepared. I know this place is going to be packed out. There's going to be people all over this place. It's going to be the best Easter ever because you made it the best Easter. Go get somebody. Hand out those postcards. Get them out. We got a couple more days before it's here, and we're going to see lives change. I got a message for you. It's going to be awesome. This message is really good. I got an illustrated sermon for you. These people are never going to forget how much God loves them. Easter is about the lost person. Easter is about reaching out. Pick up the phone. Call your friends. Call your coworkers. Pick them up. Take them. Let's see Jesus glorified, magnified, and let's build the kingdom of heaven and watch heaven rejoice as we see people give their life to Christ. Amen. I love you guys. Check out these announcements. Got a huge Easter egg thing going. It's going to be a great weekend around here. I love you. Don't forget, man, it's going to be a great week. I can't wait to see you. God bless you. And check these out, and we'll see you Sunday. I'll see you Friday. I'll see you all week. Amen. God bless you. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Relevant Live with Pastor Chris Sarnum. If you are interested in learning more about Relevant Church, you can visit us at relevantfl.org. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel to hear more messages like this one every single week. Thanks for listening.